This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations Human Rights Office said Monday it was deeply troubled by the arrest of Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny and called for his, quote, immediate release and for his due process rights to be respected in line with the rule of law, end quote. Four masked police officers detained Navalny at passport control Sunday evening, the first time he had returned home after being poisoned by what German military tests showed was a Novichok nerve agent, a version of events the Kremlin rejects. Around 200 Navalny supporters gathered outside the police station in temperatures of minus 18 degrees Celsius and demanded he be set free, a Reuters witness said. Navalny's detention was ordered by Moscow's prison service in relation to alleged violations of a suspended prison sentence in an embezzlement case he says was trumped up. Defense officials say they are worried about an insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
This is prompting the FBI to vet all of the 25,000 National Guard troops coming into Washington for the event. This comes on top of the routine military reviews of service members for extremist connections. It underscores fears that some of the very people assigned to protect the city over the next days could present a threat to the incoming president and other VIPs in attendance. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press, officials are conscious of the potential threat and warn commanders to be on the lookout for any problems within their ranks. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on this story or any of the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app.